Hi, I'm Kiki.
And I'm Kemi.
And you're listening to
Your Advisors Will See You Now, a podcast that will help you to figure out all of your options for life after high school. Hey, y'all, and welcome to another episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. This is a relevant ramble episode where basically we just ramble about some kind of topic that pertains to higher education. We're literally just rambling right before we recorded, and I was like, all right, let's just stop. Let's just turn the mic on because we're ranting. We might as well just
record. 10 minutes of rambling that we didn't record, so.
It was. That could have been finished product. So we were just talking about transferring. So transferring from a different college to another college. And it's, I guess, because now that we're talking about it, I guess like when people hear that word transfer, it kind of seems like a big term to them, like a really complicated process. But for us, our advisors are like, nah, really, is it? It's not that intricate. So when you're transferring, and then interject whenever, Kiki, when you're so let's say you go to a college, you go to a community college, let's say you're at a four-year college and you're like, eh, it's not really my vibe. I'm not really feeling it. Maybe they don't have your major program, or maybe you just want to go somewhere else. So after that semester finishes, what you should do is wait till after that semester finishes and all your grades are posted. And then that's when you can submit your transcript to another college. So well, actually, I should probably back up first. You should start applying to another college before you sit there and leave your college. So that way you can like transition in effectively, because you don't want to say, hey, peace, I'm out. And then you're like, well, aren't you supposed to quote unquote transfer me into another college? That's not how that works. So if you want to go to another, if you want to go to another institution, you literally have to reapply to go there all over again. So you have to submit your application, submit a transcript. So you can submit a transcript from where you're currently at school. You'll probably have to submit like one transcript and then submit it again actually after your semester finishes with the posted grades and yada, yada, yada. But you have to look at that other university to see if you meet their requirements. You have to complete an essay. So that's the biggest thing, is if you meet their requirements, because they're going to look at your GPA. They're going to look at all the other information, the same, you know, ball game that you did when you first got into your other institution. So, and the only handoff part is, okay, you got admitted. That's great. The only transfer portion that your first university has to do is you have to ask them just to send their transcript over and then say, hey, I'm out. So that way they close out your file. And that's it. It's not really as extravagant as it sounds like on your home institution's part.
And I was going to say, like, it really isn't an intricate process, like you just said. But I would say, like, you have to, as a student, have to be mindful still, like, you need to do well, because that school is going to have, like, transfer admission requirements in terms of, like, your GPA, how many credits you need. So that's really important. Like, I know Kim and I were just talking before, like, a lot of students will come, I know they come to me, I'm sure to Kemi, I'm sure to you as well, but they're like, can you send my transcripts for me? Can you do this for me? And I'm like, I will help you go through the website and you can look at it. But we don't, you know, I don't send your transcript. There's a whole office called records that they do that for you. So it's always, as a student, it's your responsibility. Like you just said, Kimmy, like, it's their responsibility to initiate that process. And that's really it. Like, if you apply to the school, like you apply to the first school, same thing, you have to apply to the next school. And speaking from like a community college perspective, I think I just missed my whole thought, but speaking from a community college perspective, that's the whole point of going from a community college to a four-year school. Like, the community college is there to help prepare you for the four-year school. So when you're a transfer student, and that's like the benefit of being a transfer student coming from a community college, like, your public institutions in your state want you to come there. They're not making it hard. And it's the same thing if you're transferring from a four-year to a four-year. Like, it really shouldn't be hard, but I would say it's a little bit easier for students coming from community college to a four-year school, because if you're staying in your state, like, they want you to come there. So they're going to make it as easy as possible. So yeah, they're asking for you to send your transcripts in and just get the grades and meet the minimum credit requirement. They're not likely asking for an essay or you to like have a whole portfolio or minimum requirements. Now, if you're going into a major, you know, like I know like art students or engineering students, you know, they're going to need more things, but just know like there's minimum transfer requirements that you have to meet. So it's really not extravagant, like you said, Kim, but it's just like you as a student have to know what you need to do. Make sure you're prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of it's a similar process. Like when you just started looking for colleges, it's that same kind of process. So if we're talking to you right now and you're a student that's in, like, let's just use an example. You're in a 4-year college right now. I was just actually working with a student, and this is how she nicely did it. She wasn't really feeling the athletic program there, and she was in a marketing and communications major, but they didn't have broadcast. So that's a really big that's a big difference, because she wanted to do broadcast journalism, and we didn't have anything that had to do with production. So if that's your career choice, you got to pivot out to get that portfolio going. So what she ends up doing was it was in fall semester. She kind of established that she wanted to pivot out. And that's when she started applying to different schools. She ended up getting accepted. And then she got accepted. And she wanted to start the following fall semester. So she ended up finishing the spring. And then she submitted, once her classes were posted, she submitted an updated official transcript to the other school. And that's literally the transfer process, because they also need to see that transcript, because some of your courses are going to transfer over. Some may, some may not. Mm-hmm. So that's something too to do in the beginning of your research game. If you're feeling like you want to change out of a school, when you're researching, looking at another school, when you connect to their admissions department, also talk to them and say, hey, I've completed a couple of these classes. Do you think they'll carry over? Do you think maybe they could count towards a major that you guys have? It's always good to ask those questions, because you could use that to compare a list of other schools you're looking to go at. Because one school could say, we're not accepting any of those as part of a major course. But you're looking at another school and like, oh, we'll take all those. So that's great, because you less classes you need to complete if you enroll in that other institution. So those are kind of, I guess that's like an additional step when you're trying to research going to a different school, just doing that little research piece of it to see what classes will transfer over. But other than that, it's kind of the same. Like, you have to send your official transcript, because it's so funny how unofficial and official transcripts work. But literally, it's just the paper just says unofficial, and then the other one says official with a signature.
Right.
It's just,
it's silly. Mm-hmm. But I get it. I was going to say, or two things, but like going off of your point, like it's important. Like if you're about to transfer somewhere, I agree, you really should talk to the school first. Because, you know, as advisors, we know about the transfer process. And like, I know, like I work with students going to like any school in North Carolina, any public school in North Carolina. So for the most part, I'm pretty well versed in like the transfer admissions process, like what transfers. But I think it's important still, like you said, to talk to admissions counselors, like same way you would if you're, I really think if you're like just visit, if you're like trying to figure out the school, like if do I want to be here, you should talk to them first. Like you really should, not just to ask like about the classes, but like the fit. Is it a match and a fit for you? And that's just important. But yeah, I mean, I do agree. Like ask them, and there are transfer credit evaluators like on the website, and they're really self-sufficient. Like you can plug in like what school you're coming from, where you're, what school you're coming from, what state it's in, and it's going to tell you, you can like plug in the classes you've already taken so you can see how it transfers to that school. But I agree, you know, you should, you know, inquire like, oh, I just want to make sure this transfers like towards my major. Sometimes they transfer like as electives, things like that, but that's smart. But I wanted to say too, like, we didn't start this out, but like reasons why you may transfer. And some of the, I was just thinking as you were talking, Kemi, but like off the top of my head, reasons you transfer. The number one is you're a community college student going to a 4-year school. That's considered a transfer process. Like you already mentioned, students that want to transfer from a 4-year school to a 4-year school, maybe because it wasn't a good fit. Like they maybe went in, not sure what they wanted to do, and they decided on a major, and they're like, oh, well, you don't have my major. Let me transfer to another school. Another reason could be, if you've been asked to leave your school for whatever reason, it could be academic, it could be a conduct issue, you're having to transfer to another school to complete your degree. What's some other reasons? Transferring maybe you have like a bill and you can't get your bill. You can't pay your bill, excuse me. And so you want to transfer to like finish your degree somewhere. Now, I will say if you have a bill and you can't get, you can't pay it, they're going to hold your transcript. So you're technically transferring, but you're probably transferring as a, you're going in with no credits pretty much. So just keep that in mind too.
Oh, I was just thinking. And on top of that too, some people won't even, some people want that official transcript. So it's like, you better start paying that off or they're not going to accept that official transcript. Mm-hmm. You won't get the credits transferred if they were going to, like you said, Kiki. And then it might just be like, well, you might have to start from square one and send an official transcript from high school. So it's like, you can't really, you can't duck and dodge that bill.
Exactly. Sam
comes for that money.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I feel like I was going to say something about finances. Oh, it's expensive to transfer from a four-year school to a four-year school. I don't know like much, but I just feel like, yeah, kind of going off what you're just saying. If you have a bill at a school and you're going to another four-year school, like, and imagine you're going from, because I feel like at Elon, I don't know, or just maybe I've seen this at Elon before, like students are like, yeah, I transferred from another private school or another public school, and that's still pricey. Like you just said, like you may have a bill at your previous institution and now you're paying a whole new school. So I just always think like be very mindful, like unless you have it and it's not like much for you to spend money at two schools. Cause like you said, Kemi, like you're having to pay back money to the other school you started at. But if it's not a thing, then go ahead, do it. But I feel like for most people, that's not an inexpensive thing. It's like, that's not easy to just be like, okay, I'm gonna leave this school and go to this school. Like you still got to think about your finances in both situations. So yeah, just something to keep in mind. Transferring from a four-year school to a four-year school can be really, it's not budget friendly and not pocket friendly.
Yeah. The only other thing I could think to touch on is sneaky ways to transfer. And what I mean like sneaky ways, like your new institution not knowing your previous business at your other institution.
Yeah.
So because actually, this happened at Elon. But honestly, you know what? Okay. This is what's the term for it? This is all alleged. Because don't come after me. I don't know. This is all alleged. This is what I heard. There was like some student. I think it was he was trying to. You know, he was growing his little garden. I'll keep it PG. He was growing a little garden, and then he got caught. And then supposedly, like, you know how you have to go through that whole appeal process and then they're going to determine basically if you get to stay or you have to get the boot. Mm-hmm. So before they could even determine that whole process or anything, it was said that the student withdrew early. So that way, because if you withdraw early, it's not on your transcript that you got, that you left being suspended. It was just that you withdrew. So they have no idea that, because if you get kicked out, because if you get kicked out of a school, if you get suspended, it goes on that transcript and they see it. Yeah. So that's the unfortunate thing. Because I was working with a student recently and I was trying to, I'll cut the story down, but the person was like, no, she was suspended. It's on her transcript. So even though she was trying to withdraw, it's too late. The grades posted. And I was like, so it's once those grades post, that's it. Like, if the grades post for that semester, that's it. You're tracked in the system. But if you're able to play the numbers game, the deadline game, to withdraw before the semester ends, you have this many dates, then that's kind of how you can get that on your side and easily kind of apply to another school because they won't really know.
That's wild.
Yeah, it is. And something we did try to, like when I used to work at another college, we had a lot of international students, and it's a long process, like to all the paperwork and all the steps you have to do to get accepted into a school. So let's say we had a student that they ended up failing. So yes, the grades posted and it was going to be like suspension on there, like academic suspension or whatever,
right?
But I think what someone was trying to advise another student, They're like, well, if they're still trying, because it would be like the student failed in December and then they were coming back in the spring or something like that. And then you know how some schools just do rolling admissions still in the spring and they take people like last minute. So, and if the student was still here, they didn't go back in December. They really wanted to stay in the U.S. and pursue their education. If they were really Johnny on the market, really like really about it, they could definitely try to apply somewhere else. Right. And they could actually, they probably could just use their original transcript from back home. Because when you're doing the whole, CVIS process and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you're collecting all that paperwork, and there's also, you also have to look at, because different schools are different around the world, so you're trying to see what's transferring over. So usually they want that transcript from wherever you originally came from, too. Mm-hmm. So that's one way for it to even be like, oh, here's this transcript. If they ain't asking, then you just give them that one. They ain't ask for anything else. And like, okay. Because you could be like, oh, yeah. You're like, yeah, I went to this school. I wasn't really digging it. Here's my transcript from back at home. Like, I don't think any of my classes are going to transfer over from the American college I did one semester at. They're like, oh, okay, that's no problem. Some people do that.
Some do. But some schools are sticklers. Like, I don't know how, but they can figure out if you've been somewhere else. And you may not have to list it, but they can find out, like, oh, you've been to five other schools. Send those transcripts in. So, but you're right. Some schools, I guess, are not as stickler about that.
Yeah, don't be, this is not me telling you if you are an international student to be hopping semester to semester. That's not what I said, because you're in CVIS, they will find you, they will get you. You do not want to get, like, kicked out. That's not what I said. It was for a one-off situation, if, like, it was one semester. And at that point, if you keep on getting academically suspended, you need to take a year off and reevaluate what you want to do. Maybe you should.
For real.
Maybe academics isn't the way you need to go. Maybe there's other things that you could do. Maybe work for a minute, figure it out, bounce back. But I don't know. Yeah. Like,
stop spending that money for
stop wasting that money. Wasting that money.
I wonder. I wanted to reiterate one point too. From, I think you made it earlier, but about not waiting till the last minute to apply for transferring. Mm-hmm. Because I had a student today, and we were on the phone talking, and she was like, I want to apply to this school, and I want to start there in the fall. And I was like, okay. And I was just like, didn't even think about it. And once we got off the phone, I was like, oh, their admissions date or deadline passed like 2 weeks ago. And so I was like, let me call this student and let her know. That's another thing, you know, you have to take initiative as a student to make sure you know deadlines. But yeah, like you said, Kemi, at the beginning, like, don't wait until your semester finishes to send a transcript in. Right. Because I know, like, you know, some schools, it may work in your favor sometimes. Like, if you're doing like a summer semester to like finish out your degree, if you're transferring from a community college or whatever, and you want to transfer to your 4 year in the fall, but the deadline is like still while you're summer classes are in progress, like, don't wait until summer classes finish, because you may miss the deadline. So my point is just be very mindful of that schools have deadlines. Like, every school is not rolling admission. Some schools have hard deadlines. Like, if you don't apply by this date, you need to wait till the next semester. So usually what I tell students is, if you want to transfer, always apply the semester before you plan. So, like, for example, if you're looking to transfer for the fall, apply in spring. Or again, sometimes schools have summer deadlines as well, but just things to keep in mind. Something else I was going to say too that just escaped me. I forgot. Darn. Yeah, that was that point though.
And that's our relevant ramble for you. You want to kick us out, Kiki?
Yeah, it was a good point too. And I forgot what it was. If it comes back to me, we'll edit it in. But that's our relevant ramble about transfer. We thought this would be good because, it's summer, it's coming up. You may be thinking about transferring this for next fall or in the future. We just wanted to give you some tips and pointers from our experience on that process. So hopefully that was helpful. And thank you all, as usual, for listening to Relevant Ramble, to our podcast. We appreciate your support. And you know where to find us. If you're new, you don't know where to find us. If you've been here, you know where to find us. But for recap, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. It is Yasin Podcast, YAWSYN Podcast. You can email us if you'd like to hear other topics that you want us to share. Please let us know. We're always happy to get emails from people. But yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget about our merch line. It's still going to be out, I think, when this episode is coming out. So if you have a graduate you want to celebrate, you know, you can look at our website. We hope you find something that you like and share it with them. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to the latest episode of Your Advisors Will See You Now. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media pages and check out our website. Take a look at the show notes below.
And please make sure to subscribe and share this podcast. Also, show us some love and please leave a 5-star review. Catch you next time.
See ya.